problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Beach Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
You're not dying, you just can't think of anything good to do.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land, let my Cameron go.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. Didn't turn up my own dang mic. What a fool. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. How's it going? I'm good. I got Zach Townsend here is with me once again, the occasional co-host. The ban has been temporarily lifted for this week.
Hashtag lift the ban.
Lift the ban. You going to get that rolling?
No.
You going to start the hashtag lift the ban?
Hashtag me three.
Guess what? Ain't gonna happen.
What the heck? Band,
the ban is fully in place.
What the heck do you mean by that?
Welcome to Homemade Broadcast. Zach Townsend is here. He's co-hosting today because, well, you know, I always like having Zach here. That's fine. I don't mind at all. But
I'm the real reason this show rolls the way it does.
It's nice to see that you are staying, you know, humble. In your experience here,
heck yeah, I'm the best.
You're not afraid. So Derek Donnelly was supposed to be on this week, and he was. We recorded a podcast. He came in to kind of respond, well, to talk about his, you know, art and everything, obviously, and respond to the Thirst podcast, which was a few weeks ago. Thirst was on, Jared Hernandez talking about his. You probably didn't listen, huh, Zach? I'm assuming.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Heck no.
Yeah. Well, so anyways, he came on to voice some criticisms of the St. Petersburg art scene. And I think he had some fair points in a lot of things that he was talking about. I liked him a lot. I thought he was cool. He was nice to me. And Derek called me right after, Derek Donnelly, and said, I'd like to come on and rebut some of the things that he's saying. And I said, sure, man. Absolutely. So... he did.
First of all, you were just surprised actually people actually listened to this podcast.
I am.
You were like, whoa! I'm a listener.
Yeah, I am shocked most of the time. Yeah, that's absolutely true. So he did. He came in, and then all of a sudden, like the next day, pretty much, murals were starting to get defaced throughout St. Pete.
Oh wow!
A lot of Thirst murals.
Oh god!
And a lot of these are collaborations with other artists in town.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I guess it's over $10,000 in damage, so the police are involved now. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah. So Derek asked me, hey, you know what, cops are involved. Let's just hold off on the podcast and do not release it, please. And I said, okay, you know, that stinks, but yeah, no problem. And then I got a text from him today, and he was like, sent me pictures of his van, which are public on Facebook. You can see it. And his van, somebody threw paint on his van, spray painted over.
Let me guess, somebody threw a bunch of records in there, tried to sell them out of it.
Started a record shop out of it. No, that wasn't the case this time.
That would have been worse.
But yeah, put paint in the gas tank, it looked like, and so now
what the heck?
Yeah, it's he's so whoever
these hippies are relentless.
Whoever it is everybody has kind of an idea. There's allegations against certain people may have been on this podcast a few weeks ago.
Someone's gonna get murdered, and police are gonna have to go to Sherwin Williams to find the murder object.
It is
these
getting
paint people are crazy. It's artists, ladies, never date a painter.
No,
or a comedian.
Or a comedian. Yeah, good idea. So yeah, it's getting pretty hyped up. So Derek was like, "Go ahead, release it," but he never really got back to me on that. So I think he's gonna come back next week, and that should be a doozy if he does.
I'll be here for that one.
Yeah. You should.
Not bringing my van, though. I'll tell you that much.
No, I wouldn't. You know, you don't want to get it crossed up.
I don't want to get mistaken for the wrong guy.
No. So yeah, the deal. Like, it's weird because I don't know the rules with. This person is allegedly. It's hard to say because I don't want to say it said incriminate anybody or whatever. But what's the deal? Like, if you vandalize your own work, is it vandalism? How does that work?
I don't know. I mean, don't those guys get paid for it anyway? Like, don't they?
Not really.
I thought these guys get paid to do these murals
sometimes
up front. Oh, I was gonna say, well, if you got paid, you got your money. Oh well, then you know, worst comes to worst, they pay you to make another one.
Most of the times, a lot of them were guerrilla style at night. And then some businesses pay them to do it.
How do these guys even make money?
They don't. They're not really. It's most of the ones we talked about with Derek. A lot of it's grants. Creative Pinellas.
So not only did they vandalize this guy's van, but possibly his home as well.
Yes, yeah, so that happened. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, I guess he did vandalize his gallery as well in Pinellas Park.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. These alleged vandals. But I don't know the deal. Like, if he painted it, and I guess if it's paid for, it would be destruction of property. But if it's just graffiti, and he graffitied the graffiti allegedly. Is he in trouble? I don't understand it, but I guess the city's claiming it's their property, so he's in, or whoever did this,
you're
is in some
screwed,
trouble now.
Buddy.
Yeah, it's over $10,000 now, so that's a felony, I think, at this point. So,
more than my student loans.
No, good for you. Don't brag about it. Jeez.
Hey-o.
I went and looked at houses this week.
Yeah? Are you going to buy a house?
It was really depressing. I went over last night. Well, I guess I'll have to talk to a finance person, and
so that's a no.
But my boss's wife is a real estate agent.
Okay.
So she was showing me approximately what she thinks is in my price range.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, boy.
She's like, here, this is a van. Don't mind the paint that was thrown all over it.
Yeah. One of them didn't have windows. It's completely boarded up. But she goes, it's in a great neighborhood. And, you know, you put windows in it. Big deal. I'm like, that might be a little bit outside of my price or my
knowledge.
Or you
don't put windows in it.
Yeah,
you
just leave it boarded up.
No
That's
light.
Fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's got some plumbing in it and, you know, light some candles.
She's
no
like,
big
hey,
deal.
The girl comes over. Hey, do you mind if I crack a window? You're like, yeah, you got a saw?
Yeah, here's a hammer. Go ahead and open that
Pull those
window.
Nails right out of that thing. Get a breeze in here.
So before we get into this podcast, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors. Tap House 61. Do you know Tap House 61, Zach?
No, never heard of them.
Really? Well, they're located at 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Their website is taphouse61, the number 6, the number 1.com. And it's formerly known as Sly Bar. No longer.
Oh, wait.
Yes. You've been there. We've been there.
No heckin' way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The heck?
And that's... And that's Joe Robertson's spot there. So check it out. The brand new Tap House 61. Same owner, new name, new look. It's very nice.
Frick, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you seem very enthused about this.
Heck yeah. I don't know. I'm more into like a more Truvy salon and spa type of guy.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because our other sponsor happens to be Truvy Salon.
What the heck?
I know. Can you believe it?
Holy smokes.
That's TRUV as in victory. Y Salon and Spa. www.thehomiebroadcast.com. Check them out. They're located at 89084 Street North at Unit B. And you can make an appointment online at Truvy, T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. I get emails from Chrissy from time to time. It says, Botox lady is coming. So she does that, too. There's a lady that comes
in. How about Notox lady? How about you screw off?
But if you've been interested in that, that would be a good place to do it. I think it's like $15 for a vial of it, so it's pretty cheap.
Oh, wow.
And you just inject it into your head.
I can get Botox at like the outside of the Benz for like $10.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I would go ahead. I would say invest the extra $5 and get clean needles. I think that would be worth the extra $5.
It's crazy that you have sponsors on here.
I know.
For the way you look.
I know.
You look like the type of guy who would go down on a blow-up doll.
Well, I'm a very giving lover. What can I say?
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, this is kind of a, I won't say a fill-in podcast.
What the heck?
But I didn't really prepare anything this week. I mean, I talk to you all the time, and it's always the same crap, you know? But I did want to ask your opinion on Tom Segura. Tom Segura got in trouble this week for, Tom Segura's a comedian, his new special, what is it, Deviant? No.
No.
Something like
That's what I called you before the show. Something like
disaster
that.
Disaster or?
I don't know.
Something disastrous or something.
These guys, Netflix is literally, I realize Netflix is giving money. I'm not saying Tom Segura doesn't deserve it, but like.
He's
a funny comedian. Everybody has a Netflix thing.
Because I
watch a lot of stand-up, I'm getting recommended guys. I'm like, who the heck? Yeah. I can't even find some of these guys on YouTube.
Right.
Like, what are they just, a Netflix executive was at an open mic? I had to throw this guy's name in the hat. Like, and I saw they're going, they're opening, I was on splitsider.com. Mm-hmm. It's like a comedy website. They're giving like 15-minute specials out now to like a whole new wave of up-and-coming comedians, but I've seen a couple of them have been out for a while.
That's pretty good. I like that idea.
15 minutes is not bad. They did one called The Stand-Ups. You see that? With like Nate Bargatze's hilarious, one of my favorite comedians.
Uh-huh.
Dion Cole's really funny. Nikki Glaser was on there. Dan Soder. And they all did like half-hour ones.
Okay.
But it's episode
like premium
like
blends,
five or six episodes, yeah, and that's what I think Central. Honestly, like if I ever put out a stand-up comedy special, it's only going to be 30 minutes. I don't care how long I've been in the business, how much material I have. I'm only going to do a 30-minute one. I think every comedian should only do 30 minutes.
Yeah.
An hour is too long. I can't even pay attention to people for an hour who I am interested in.
Don't you think it kind of depends on your style too of comedy? Like if Segura is kind of like a storyteller. A lot of these guys are storytellers, so it takes longer to get to the point. Like, if you're just a joke person, though, then I feel like a half an hour would be perfect.
No, I think a half hour would be perfect, because then you just do your best jokes, even if you're a storyteller.
Yeah.
Got to cut some fat, then.
Well, I mean, like, Tom Segura's hour was great. I love the new hour. I thought it was really good, and it wasn't too long. I watched the whole thing, although I did text a lot.
By the way, let's make this podcast 30 minutes. Let's just do this.
We might.
Nobody's
we'll
listening
see.
For an hour. Nobody's listening to anything for an hour.
Well, you know, I looked this up.
If you're listening to anything for an hour, you're falling asleep to it. That's
it has
what
to be under
is.
An hour, yeah. Very, very few. Joe 45 Rogan
minutes,
get away with
maybe.
It. That's what I do, 45 minutes, yeah. Generally, yeah. So anyways, Tom Segura got in trouble, and he got in trouble for parodying the word retarded. What's your feelings on using slurs or insults in comedy?
Is retarded now considered a slur?
Oh, yes. The Canadian Down Syndrome Association complained to Netflix.
Is that really the Canadian Down Syndrome?
That's
holy
correct.
Holy smokes.
And they complained and they wanted the special taken off of Netflix entirely. They wanted it removed. Tom Segura responded and said, hey, Netflix, please don't take my Netflix special off. That would be retarded. And I really liked his retort. But I know there's some words that just lead people to, they can fight you. They can assault you physically if you say certain words. I don't
like nincompoop.
That one. Nincompoop. That would be one that it's totally justified to commit vicious violence if that word is uttered in anybody's presence.
You
and
nincompoop.
Nobody will really, no one will really bat an eye if you do that. It's a free pass to just kill somebody if you really want to. But yeah, retarded has been getting some pushback.
Some flack.
I kind of...
That's what they call me, Flack Townsend.
Yeah. I kind of don't like this even more than usual, though. I'm a free speech absolutist, I would say, for the most part.
What the heck does that mean?
It means, like, I feel like you should be able to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that in the Constitution?
Yeah, you would think so, but now there's conflation between, you know, free speech and hate speech.
It's not even...
So people would say that maybe, for instance, that this retarded would be hate speech. But the thing about retarded is that it's not only... It's a noun and it's a verb. Like, it has a definition that's works with a lot of different things. It's, you know, defective is basically what it means. It works really well. And I don't know who these people are. Like, I feel like they think that there's just people going around to Down syndrome kids or something and being like, hey, retard. Like, that doesn't happen. That's not a real thing. I mean, maybe some kids in middle school would do that, and they're, you know, teenagers are asses. But that doesn't happen in real life. I think there's this myth that people are just going around slurring
it
people.
Might we just don't surround each other with we just don't surround ourselves with those kind of people. Those are the type of
people. Do you mean Down syndrome people or people who would call Down syndrome people?
No,
I
have a special place in my heart for the Down of syndrome people.
Do you?
No, I do. I used to actually, like, when in middle school, I used to go in, one of my aunts was like an aide for like the Down syndrome kid, like slow, like,
yeah,
autistic, whatever, and I would go in and I would, on my, like, lunch and, like, my free period, I would go in and, like, play checkers with them and stuff. School, they used to, like, come to my basketball games and, like, had signs and stuff.
Rooting for you?
Yeah. They're
one of your own.
Yeah. They're like, he's just like us. Well, he can do a layup.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. People think I'm some kind of jerk. I'm a real nice guy.
Yeah, you can be. I've experienced this firsthand. Yeah.
Whatever.
So,
but
yeah.
No, I mean, but, like, even I'm saying, like, I have, like, a, you know, I wouldn't tolerate if I saw somebody, like, you know, messing with somebody
who
was.
Who wouldn't? That's the thing. Like, these people live in a frightening world, man.
I was thinking about it the other day. Like, you ever see that show? It's like, what would you do?
Yeah.
And it's like, they'll do stuff like that. They'll rent a Down syndrome person for the day.
Yeah.
And they'll throw them in and have some actor come in who's, like, getting paid $800 a day or something.
Yeah.
And just be like, you idiot, retard, blah, blah, like, on the street out in the open. And people just walk by. They're, like, zooming in on people's face who walk by and do nothing.
They're
imagine,
like,
being,
oh,
that
God,
guy, and you're like, what the heck? Like, I was just trying, I was late for a meeting. I couldn't stop. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? I was going,
right,
to get fired. It's like, but it's like, you know, they're testing everybody's. It's everybody has to prove something at this point. Like, they're literally proving strangers,
but
either worth or
with those. I've noticed that you know, they show a few that don't do anything, but they show, I'm sure more than one did something about it. They just picked the best one. Always,
yeah,
somebody comes up and goes, "Hey, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah,
stop."
I love the ones that's like, you know, they'll do that or something. Like the huge, just jacked guy out of his mind, and he's just like, "I will kill you." It's like it almost turns into a "What would you do?" For, like, to intervene that situation.
Yeah.
Like, the guy, they, like, you know, some guys, like, some actor,
somebody,
yeah, some actor's, like, yelling at a woman, like, supposed to be his wife, like, grabbing her arm too hard, and the guy, this jacked guy comes over and starts getting in the guy's face, and it's like, okay. Then they're zooming in on other people, like, what would you do in this situation?
Mm-hmm. I think the only one that I saw that nobody did anything was when a woman was hitting her boyfriend in public. Everyone just kept walking.
Yeah,
nobody did a damn thing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at some point, that, like, I've seen that happen too. Like, I literally saw that happen one time on Central, and I was like, is a cop? Like, and there was cops watching it too. And I was like, is this? And I was like, yo, you guys better help this. Cause, like, you can only get hit so many times before, like, you have to push.
Yeah. What would be your limit for a lady to hit you, or before you would, like, defend yourself a little
bit? Did I deserve it or not?
What does deserve it mean?
Say it's like a significant other or something. And, like a guy, say you're like a guy.
I don't know. I don't think you deserve it ever. You shouldn't physically assault
somebody. No,
ever.
I mean, people, yeah, you should never physically touch somebody, especially a woman. But,
well, anybody, though. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, and but it's, you know, I don't know. If you do something really trashy, to, like, maybe like a slap in the face or something.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, okay, maybe you deserve it. You can walk away. But, like, if a girl, like, smack, then, like, she keeps going at you and stuff.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, even I've seen guys try to get away, and they, like sidearmed.
Oh,
and then
it's
then,
an
then
issue.
Then the cops jump.
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Then it's an issue, yeah.
You didn't see the pre 30 slaps and name calls to my face that happened beforehand? That's when you want to jump in, referee? Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you should never put your hands on anybody. But I had an incident one time with a girlfriend where she was built like a damn tank, man. She was thick, tall. She was probably 6 foot tall.
Wow.
And
yikes.
One time she got mad at me, and I was like, you know what? Frig this. I'm out of here. and I went to go leave, and she jumped in front of the door and went, "You're not going anywhere." And I went, "Ooh, yikes. Okay, so what do I do now?" So I finally, she goes, "You're going to sit and talk to me. We're going to talk." And what she meant was she was going to sit and yell at me. This is what it meant.
Really?
So I said, "Oh, yeah."
Doesn't sound like a woman.
And so I said, "Okay, all right." And then I so we started walking towards the couch. Spin move around her.
I'm out of here.
Got out the door, ran away.
She tried to Kathy Bates you.
She did. She probably would have broken my legs.
Yeah.
And that little lazy boy.
You sat
boy.
Down in the lazy boy. You sat down in the recliner. You go to put the seat up. Just a board pops in between your two. What the heck is this? No!
Strap down. Not falling for that one again. Yeah. No way. So, yeah, it's weird, man. I had a girl throw
She makes you write an apology letter before you go.
I had a girl throw a glass at me one time, cut my legs with glass. That was pretty scary.
Gosh, those honey-baked hams?
Yeah. It was shocking. I didn't know what to do. It was so out of the blue. I didn't expect it. And she was nude, too. So it was even weirder. Because we were like...
Hubba, hubba.
Yeah, it was weirdly exhilarating. But also, I was like, I got to get out of here.
You're a freak.
So I remember just leaving, and then she drove by my house and couldn't get in because it was gated, and just stood outside for a while and then just went home.
I've had defamation.
That was the end of that relationship shortly after.
You know, it happens.
It does. It definitely does. So what do you think about this Tom Segura thing? You think, in comedy in general, what do you think about this language policing going on in comedy since you're a comic?
You're watching.
Allegedly.
Like, it's... It's kind of unwritten rule that, you know, you're watching a comedian, some things are going to be joked about. You know, you're it's like dating a comedian, things are going to be joked about. Like, that's like, I almost feel bad for girls I date because I joke about a lot of stuff. And that's how comedians deflect. But like, it's like their armor.
I don't like comedians who just make stuff up. You take stuff from your life, you exaggerate it, and then it becomes a joke.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's real. You know, it's exaggerated, but it's real.
Put a twist on it, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. You're watching a comedy, you know. You don't watch the BET Awards if you're sensitive to the N word. You know what I mean? You know what you're watching. You know what to expect.
Well, you know, with that word too, I don't see anybody getting upset. Well, a few people do. I've heard, you know, some leaders in the black community say that word shouldn't be used at all ever. But most people don't blink an eye when it's used by other black people. But holy moly, that can be... You can kill a white person if they say the N-word in public.
I mean,
like, and nobody would really care.
Yeah, I've heard, like, white dudes who think they're black say it. Like, not even, like, the harsh, you know, the heart. There's, like, two different ways to say it, the harsh ending and then the non-harsh.
Yeah.
But they've been, like, say it to, like, a black... I remember I was at... I think it was Red Tiki, that crappy bar. We're doing a comedy show, and this guy... This kids were fighting, like, going to get in a fight in the parking lot out back. And this white... It was, like, this white dude, and it was against this black dude. And this white dude just thought he was, like, the hardest. You know, he's in a wife beater. He's like, come on. He's, like, using the word. And I'm like, how is this guy not jumping down? And I'm like, how is everybody else okay with this? Like, nobody else is just going to be like, okay, how about you guys just fight and the commentary's done? Like, this is getting... It was getting really awkward.
Yeah.
Because he was saying it like he was, like he was allowed to say it.
Right. Well, was there anybody of any... darker persuation in that bar?
Yeah.
Some
of his friends really were. Some of the people who were with the white guy were.
And I guess some people are allowed to say it then. I don't know. But if a stranger would
maybe
were
he was
to
buying
say
their
it.
Drinks for the night or something.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Listen, you know, fine, tonight you got the word. You just use that. He's like, all right, I got the word tonight. I got to start a fight.
I've seen videos, though. I saw some video of some girl in high school that said it. And it was a girl and this dude. Just kick the crap out of this.
No, that's
girl,
definitely man. A word you should get the crap beat out of you.
You think so?
Yeah,
for
I mean,
saying a word.
If you say it as like a derogatory term, for sure.
Yeah, but why are you letting a word affect you so much? Words are not violence.
I mean, it also depends who you're saying it to. I've seen people say stuff like words. You know, not even that word, but like words, and then like other racial slurs, and like the person that was getting said to them just were like. You're nice, dude. And almost when they walk away, it almost makes it look worse than them getting their asses beat because everybody's just like, wow, this guy
what
really...
A jerk.
Yeah,
that's,
wow.
See, that's the thing. And I feel like if people do say that, you know, or they say things that you don't like, you can just be like, I'm not even going to associate you. You're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you kind of move on. But the free pass to violence is, I don't agree with that whatsoever. And that scares me that words can now get you, that they're classified as violence and they can
jokes
be
can even
reciprocated.
Get you.
And, yeah, did you see the comic that the guy jumped on stage and started beating him
swinging
with
the microphone stand? Where was security on that? Guy throws a threw a stool at him. Did you see how the guy was dodging like he was Muhammad Ali? That was impressive. That was the most impressive thing. This dude was whipping this mic stand out. This guy was missing it, like matrixing it literally by like inches.
Security, though, at clubs is just other comics that are trying to get mic time.
No.
You know,
like,
there
no.
is no
that's
security.
That's a
at
big
clubs.
Enough club where they should have security guards. Every comedy club. I mean, actually, Side Splitters in Tampa doesn't have. I think Bryant, BT, is the
he's
security,
a, he's
but he's
a,
also the general manager,
dude,
so he's got to
yeah.
run around. I've seen him kick people out. I've seen him get in people's faces before.
Yeah.
But he's a big dude. Mm-hmm. He's like 6'6", like
but
beefy.
In
but
general.
Tampa Improv has a great security.
Yeah.
And their security guards are very, very intimidating. Mm-hmm. They're all really nice people.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, dude, the
they
second
do their job
the
well.
Second they, somebody, they're like on it. And yeah. they're like, hey, that's like the first strike. And I think they only give them two strikes.
Yeah.
And I've seen comedians tell them to kick people out mm-hmm. on the dot. I've seen them just be like, yo, you're not going to ruin this show for everybody else. Mm-hmm. And get the heck out.
Yeah. But I don't know if this was a bigger
club
or not.
I had a lady throw a beer. Did I ever tell you the lady almost threw a beer bottle at me?
No. Zach Townsend is on the Homemade Broadcast this week. Go ahead, Zach. Tell me about your beer bottle.
I was doing some show. I forgot where it was. It was a crappy open mic. And I said a joke. Basically, the joke is about a woman telling me that she's old-fashioned when it comes to guys. And I said, do you know, what do you mean? She's like, you need to buy me flowers, take me out on dates, et cetera. And I was like, that's fine. I'm old-fashioned when it comes to women. She was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't think you guys should be able to vote. And that's the joke. And a woman who's like, not even like so I could see like hipster people being like, whatever. But this woman was like 40 years old, you know, she's like kind of like white trashy. Oh, F you. And then so we start going at it because she got mad at the joke. And she literally, at one point, she wound up with a empty beer bottle in her hand and like her husband grabbed her arm.
Wow. And she didn't throw it though. Or she was going to, and he caught her in
the
time,
what do you
I guess?
Think she was going to do? Just lift it up like she was and do a Statue of Liberty pose with it?
So it got lifted up and then
he
grabbed
her
arm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that would be pretty scary.
And she wound back like she was in, what's his name? The kid in the Rookie of the Year.
Rosenbauer?
Rosengardner? Rosengardner. I was going to say Gerald Gardner, but that's heavyweight.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Sims. You are the fattest boy in camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. This police and language thing is getting worse and worse, although people are really pushing back on it now, too. There's a lot of people in the forefront in media.
Well, you know what sucks? It's like... It's almost like it's almost like with all these comedians getting accused of sexual misconduct and almost rape at this point. It's like these are the guys, these big name guys are the guys you would expect to be like, you can't control our words, and it's like, well, you can't even control where you put your hands. So it's like, what are we gonna have Louis C.K. be the ambassador for police? He's in hiding right now.
Right. Yeah.
C.K. is like Walter White in the last season of Breaking Bad in a cabin up in New Hampshire.
He made quite a bit of money. He could be done and be gone. And I mean, frankly, with him, I hope he comes back at some point. He's already repented for it and feels bad. Yeah. And you know, it's that whole thing's got out of control.
You know, it's so bad. It's like it's almost like at this point you're like, apparently all these guys are doing it. Like it's, and you know, who knows what accusations are kind of 100% real. Who knows which accusations are 50% real. Who knows which accusations are 0% real. But it's like, you ever see like a guy, it's bad to think about, but it's like you start seeing like your favorite comedians get taken down for it. And like almost your least favorite comedians are like, thank God he got accused.
Yeah.
I don't have to hear another special from Aziz Ansari again. Ooh, that whiny voice of his.
Yeah. That's a shame. I really liked him too. I still like him.
I didn't.
I like his Master of None show. I liked his one special that was pretty early on. I haven't
seen
any
Ansari,
other ones lately.
More like Aziz, I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody said that too.
That was me.
No, it was somebody else
Facebook
said it too.
Status.
And it was
I had it. It's mine.
Somebody else thought of it too. Anyways, doesn't matter. Yeah, man.
It was Louis C.K. tweeted it.
I think it was Jim Goad or something. I don't know. But yeah, so this language policing is really out of hand. For the most part, I'm glad Tom responded the way he did, and because I think it's really important that we have to tell these people to shut up. We can't be afraid to do that. If you don't like it, fine. Don't watch it. And don't associate with them. Those people are jerks. I don't want to associate with them. And that's it. But this whole thing where people want your head, man. They want your job. They want you to be homeless in the street because you said a word. It's not fair. And the punishment does not match, or the crime doesn't match a punishment.
Some,
that they're wanting.
I mean, like, we definitely have to punish some people for what they're doing. Like, you know.
Sure.
There are the Weinsteins. There are the.
Absolutely. 100%.
There are the people like the Anthony Cumias. Like, that's not a slap on the
wrist. What did
like,
Anthony do?
Remember he tweeted.
Oh, yeah, I remember. He didn't say any slurs.
On the radio. Yeah. But that's the price of being, when you want to have your voice heard, you want to be in the spotlight, make sure you're not.
Still don't think Anthony should have lost his job.
I mean, I'm not saying he should have lost his job because, like I said, he didn't say it on the, like, you know. But then again,
well, you're a public
Harvey
figure
Weinstein
now,
didn't do anything in his movies.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a
little
bit
slippery
different.
Slope.
Words and actions are a little different.
It's a slippery slope. And all I know is when I get famous, I'm deleting my Twitter the night before.
Oh, you should do it now. I don't blame you. What do you think? Call or text. The voice line is open. 813-693-2124. You can leave a voice message or you can leave a text message there. You can get a hold of me at HMB Radio on Facebook. That's Hotel Mike Bravo and then Radio on Facebook. Instagram, Twitter, home_made_man. Zach is Smack Townsend. How's those bought followers treating you?
Great.
Yeah.
What the heck does that mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
What the heck do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Didn't your girlfriend buy you followers?
No.
Really?
No.
No. Huh?
What the heck are you talking about?
Oh, I think you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's interesting.
You sound retarded right now.
Do I?
Yeah, retarded. Okay. Hey, Canada, come get this.
So what's up? You published any articles for the Hard Times lately?
I got two on, like, I don't know, layaway, maybe? I don't know. I wrote them, and, you know, it has to go to the editor. They make some changes. I get pretty sloppy when I know it's going to go to an editor because I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to put a comma. I'm just not going to make sure everything's done the right way.
I've had a hell of a time because I've been writing blog posts along with the podcast. How do you edit your own work? It's impossible. You have to have somebody else read it.
It's tiring.
I don't even bother. I'm like, look, if I screw up a word or something,
you get people in your inbox telling you.
Yeah, I got one dude. I've never even met him before. I know he's a comic in the area, but he messaged me and corrected me on one of my blog posts, and I left it there on purpose. I should have probably changed it. He's right, but no, I'm just not going
to
do
it. I mean, yeah, that's like people trying to help, but at the same time, you know, you can. There's other ways to help. There's other ways to help, and there's when you want to help, there's other ways to say it.
Yeah.
And not make yourself seem so hateable.
That's just not a good, like, if I've never talked to you before,
is a two-way street. A lot of people forget that.
Yeah. If I've never talked to you or met you or anything in person, then probably not best
also,
to correct
Also, like,
me.
Text. Through text, there's no tone. It's, you know, that's not a way to, it's hard. That's why a lot of text message fights happened, and a lot of people say, well, F him. Look what he texted me. It's like, well, how are you saying this? How are you saying this?
Yeah.
Because you're probably saying it way, might be a little bit different than how he said it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to write a book one of these days.
Oh, you should. You got a lot of insight, you know, into the world.
Hey, you got those perception. Colin Quinn. Do you get Colin Quinn tickets?
Yes, I did.
Can I go with you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cause
I thought you already had a pair.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore? Oh, no. I thought they were a gift, though.
No.
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 You were just going to accompany somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can go with me. Sure.
All right. I wanted to do that off air, but.
That's okay.
Totally
forgot. Talk about it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
One of my favorites. You know, I thought I had tickets, and I was going to bring Tommy Gill with me. And I was going to.
What the hell? You're going to bring.
Because I knew you already had tickets.
Oh, okay.
But this is also why I was going to do it. Because I was going to make sure Tommy, you know how our friend Tommy shaves his head down to like a zero. Mm-hmm. This guy's pretty much bald, and he's a sick, pale looking guy, yeah. too. And I was going to make him shave his head, and I was going to tweet a picture of him at Colin Quinn and say, hey, man, listen, my friend's really sick. We'd love to meet you. I brought him to the show. We don't know how much longer he has. And that was the only way I was going to bring Tommy.
Plus, you'd probably get a free meal and some beers.
Yeah, hang out with him afterwards and stuff. And he's like flying us out to New York to see him do stand up at the Cellar.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, we got to keep up a facade, and then I actually have to kill Tommy.
Dinner on Tom Gill. One of the worst podcasts I ever did was with Tommy Gill.
Oh, yeah. I remember he told me. He told me it right after. He's like, hey, you do Will's podcast before? I'm like, yeah, I've done it a couple. And he's like, yeah, I really messed that one up. Just he came really out did. And said it. I didn't even ask him how to go. He's like, I froze. I don't know.
Yeah, man. I guess it is like weird if you're not. But he's a comic, you know. He did like time.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But certain people, I don't know. You can be comfortable.
It's different,
with
I guess.
People.
It's a different thing. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, he told me he's like sorry afterwards. I'm like, nah, it's fine, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh my god.
And then afterwards, I was like, I don't even know if I can air this, but I did. I aired it. And if you want to go find it, you can go down to the HMB Radio Archives. At hmbradio.com and go to the listen section and scroll way, way down there. And you'll find Tommy Gills, comedian Tommy Gills.
Tommy Salami Gill.
Old Tom Gill.
Tommy took me out to dinner the other night.
I saw that. Yeah. That's what I was saying. You get some beers and dinner out of it. Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Because I was helping him write jokes for the roast battle. That was my payment.
That was your pay. How did Tommy do in the
roast
battle?
Oh, he got sloshed. Oh, no. I thought you meant at Acropolis. This kid, I'm not even joking. Tommy finished three beers by the time I could finish one.
Wow. It's just crazy.
And unsweetened iced tea, too. What a psycho.
I like unsweet iced tea.
But he was throwing those back, too. I'm like, what the heck is this guy doing?
How big is your bladder? Oh, he must be peeing constantly.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the reason I don't like to go out anymore, is because I have to go to the bathroom in public.
I'm getting pretty. That's how I realize, you know, you realize kind of where your life's going when you're able to count how many times you use a public bathroom in a day.
Mm-hmm. It's getting to be quite a bit.
I love pooping at school, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a fourth floor. I don't think anybody goes up there.
Yeah.
Besides me. And boy. Do I make my presence known? Let me tell you. The janitor probably hates his guts. He's probably like, all right, I don't even got to. You know what? I'm just going to check the fourth floor. Probably no one's been in here all week. Oh, my God! Yeah. He's calling child services because he thinks somebody had a miscarriage in the bathroom.
I can't wait for the one day there's no toilet paper in there and you forget to look. And then you just have to wipe your ass with your underwear.
I always look first because I always grab some toilet paper. No matter where I am, no matter how clean the bathroom is, I grab a bunch of toilet paper. And I do a dry rub of the seat. Make sure I get any pubes and stuff off.
Yeah. You got to lay down
these sweet cheeks ain't sitting on just anything. You know what I'm saying?
You got to lay down the toilet paper barrier.
I don't like
that.
I don't like making this. And it's too slippery. And whoa. What the heck?
Why are you moving around?
It's like you're on a roller coaster and you're not belted in fast, like tight enough.
Are you pooping that violently? Or that you're moving when you're pooping?
Depends if I had Taco Sun that day or not. Homemade broadcast brought to you by Taco Sun.
This podcast is brought to you by Taco Sun. Yeah, what do you think? 813-693-2124. That's the phone number here. You get a hold of Zach Townsend. What do you do when you sit on the toilet? Do you put down the paper? Or do you just go bareback and just go in? And then pull out at the last minute.
I like to feel like a man when I poop, so I lift the seat up, then I poop.
Just stand on it, yeah. Squat. Yeah. Do you ever have any terrible poop stories? We were talking about this on Stay Woke the other night, Monday through Friday on 102.5 The Bone.
I borderline shit my pants, poop my pants.
Good one. Sorry. Nice cover.
I borderline pooped my pants, like, not too long ago.
Oh, do tell.
I was literally... It happened. I'm not even joking. It was maybe like midnight or something. I was like kind of drunk. You know, I shouldn't have been driving. Whatever. But like, I'm driving and I'm like, oh my,
driving drunk.
Oh my gosh, I have to poop so bad. And so I'm like flying in my neighborhood. I have like speed bumps and stuff.
That's
Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard. No, because like I was like, this is coming out right now. Like this is like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end. I'm gonna have to clean my car. I was literally just. Literally, like, what's okay? I was planning on what's going to happen after I poop my pants. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm going to have to get a new car. I'm going to have to douse this one in gasoline, light it on fire, say somebody stole it, get the insurance money.
Oh, no.
Buy some toilet paper with the insurance money, buy a new pair of... No, but I pulled into my house and onto the grass, and I'm not even joking. I dropped my pants to my ankles and bent over while my car door is still open and just pooped.
What time of day was this?
This was like... 12:30, 1 in the morning. Pooped all in the front yard.
So at least it was dark out.
Oh my god.
Pooped in the front
yard.
Dude,
I was looking around. I'm like, oh my gosh, anybody gonna see me? And I had to throw the shoes that I was wearing away because I stepped in it like an
idiot.
Oh
no.
Yeah.
Oh.
There were new shoes too, like nice new Vans.
Man. Dang. That's terrible, man.
Oh my gosh. It was the
worst.
Was
it all
and then
liquid?
I had to pull my pants up.
Diarrhea or solid?
Oh, diarrhea. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's bad.
Oh, yeah. It looked like my mouth was dipping. It looked like my butt was dipping. It's like dip spit.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Just water.
And then I had to pull my basketball shorts and my boxers up.
Didn't
going
wipe.
To the bathroom. Night. What am I going to wipe with? A blade of grass?
I don't know. You don't carry TV in your car? Maybe a leaf.
Rub it on the tree in my front yard like I'm some type of bear.
Yeah.
No. Drag my butt across the grass like I'm a dog with worms.
So you didn't wipe, pulled them up, headed straight
to
the bathroom.
Well, I had to pull them up. I pulled them up very gently, very
delicately. Was it on your legs,
delicately.
Too? Did it splatter on your legs?
No, thank goodness, because I got hairy legs.
Yeah.
But I walked in the bathroom, and then I had to poop more. Mm-hmm. It was like something maybe I ate.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was tacos.
So. Yeah. So then
and
did
I,
you have to
I
hop
pulled
in the
up,
shower?
I pulled my shorts. I go, oh, my goodness. It looked like an abstract painting in my boxers.
And you just left it there, huh?
No, I left it there. I took a shower, and then I went threw my shorts and my boxers away.
And then you just left the poo in the driveway.
Yeah, I
don't like you didn't it. Squirt
I
it off,
I
squirt
don't like
it down?
My roommates, no. I really don't like my roommates.
Oh. And did any of them question you about this the
no,
next day?
No, but I think I did drive the next day, and our hose was out, and I didn't even know we had a hose. So I think somebody must have seen it, or hopefully stepped in it.
And I can't believe nobody even mentioned it. Like, hey, did you notice there's diarrhea in the front yard?
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, the neighbor's dog. What a jerk.
It's a big dog.
Like, he doesn't even have a dog.
Wow.
This guy's got a cat.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus. Well, I guess on that note, we'll head out. Zach, thanks for coming in, buddy. Always a pleasure.
No problem. I'm going to go poop in my front yard.
Yeah, just don't do it in mine, if you don't mind. 813-693-2124 if we need to hold the show. HMB Radio on Facebook, home_made_man, and Smack Townsend. You can get a hold of us there if you want to berate Zach about pooing in his front yard. I encourage you to do so. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE.com, and they're just that on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio. Whoops, on RadioSaintPete.com. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Stay woke Monday through Friday, midnight to 1 a.m. on 102.5 The Bone. HMBRadio.com. I'm just rambling at this point. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next from the Music Room in Dunedin, Florida. And if you are Indie Circuit after that, and if you're listening on podcast, thanks a lot. Tell a friend. How could you not resist these poo stories?
Yeah, what the heck?
Will Koontz, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. Later. Pretty faces surround me, they blow me kisses. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Ain't quick to claim that you're my main shorty. Gucci, Gucci. Body curvaceous, almighty skirt, bracelets, furs, and spurs, cause you work places, flirtatious. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.